Most of the planet is not living. It's mineral, it's never known life. It's just this rock. And yet soil starts forming on it and creates this very thin layer where life is possible.
Soil is a kind of link between the animate and the inanimate. It's born as rock, lifeless, until it transforms over centuries into what we know as soil, a complex array of organisms teeming with life. Deborah Coons Garcia is a filmmaker who looked at the essential role soil occupies in our lives and in the life of our planet. She tells its story in Symphony of the Soil, a documentary she's bringing to Maui. And as she told us the other day, Hawaii is an ideal living laboratory to tell that story.
Most soil starts off as rock, and then microorganisms and plants and then animals work on it to turn it into the living organism, that soil. And what's particularly interesting and should be interesting to people who come and see the film in Maui is that Hawaii is a great place to study the life cycle of soil. And soil scientists all over the world know that. It's a place where on the Big Island you have soil that's 50 years old, you know, made from tephra that came out of the volcano. And then on Kauai you have soil that's 5 million years old.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating place to really understand that, which is what we do in a part of the film, early in the film. It's the birth of soil and then the sort of the life cycle of soil. And we had a wonderful trip in Hawaii where we did that.
Because on Hawaii Island you can see soil as liquid, before it becomes soil, as liquid rock, yeah?
Right, yeah. Yeah, the tephra and all those minerals in it get, you know, that's what gets worked into the soil. And ultimately those minerals go into the food that we eat, and we get those minerals and helps build our bodies.
And you mentioned, you referred to soil as a living entity, which I think most people wouldn't necessarily understand, but if you pick up a handful of soil, there's lots going on in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it really is an organism, and it has and that was one of the things that I used as I figured out how to make the film. So sort of soil as a protagonist of our planetary story, and it's a living organism. It has a birth, it has a life cycle, there are different characteristics to it, and we have a relationship with it. And it is quite a remarkable substance. And there's processes going on within it and cycles and currents, and it's just, you know, it's funny because you look at it, it looks like there's nothing going on, but when you really understand it, you know, you look at it, you realize there's just so much going on just in one clump of soil even.
But human beings, Deborah, have a tendency to mistreat living organisms, don't they? Don't we?
Well, you know, I think that you know, the soil, you know, there's a thing that, you know, people say, you treat soil like dirt. You know, dirt is the four-letter word for soil scientists. They like it to be called soil and not dirt. Dirt,
yeah.
You think of as dead soil. But yeah, and even though soil has a remarkable capacity to recover and remain alive, you can kill it. And that's what's unfortunately happening in some of the practices that we humans are doing. You know, I think that agriculture itself can be problematic. But I think that most humans, it's curious, I think once we focus on soil, we become fascinated by it because there's something instinctive, innate in humans that make us want to look at soil and understand it, because for all those years that we were hunter-gatherers, those hundreds of thousands of years, we actually had to do that to survive. So there's part of our survival mechanism that's like, yes, I think I do want to look at this soil and understand it.
One of the things that struck me was an interview with a chef who basically says that it takes good soil to make good-tasting food.
Absolutely, and we have the wonderful chef Dan Barber in the film at Stone Barns, which is outside of New York, and they actually grow their own food, and that's one of the things that he says. And a lot of chefs really understand that. I mean, I think cooks have understood that, and chefs have understood it forever.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, that's how you get the flavor in food, is all those, you know, different nutrients and minerals and things that are in the soil. That's what actually gives flavor, and that's why wine that's grown in you know, that's the whole thing with wine, is terroir, is what soil is it grown in that gives the wine that particular characteristic. So it's very different eating something that's been grown in soil that's alive and has had the organic matter and all the minerals and things returned to it than something that's been grown basically on life support using irrigation and chemicals. Very, very different flavor, and also, I think, a very different effect on our bodies.
And we're seeing a pretty big return to vermiculture, composting, to an understanding of all the things you talk about in your film, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And all that is about is returning, especially the composting, returning carbon to the soil. Because, you know, when we grow food, we take the food off that land and remove it, so it's not being returned to the soil. And there's a principle that we talk about in the film and that many, you know, many farmers and soil scientists know. It's called the law of return, and Sir Albert Howard sort of came up with a name for that. He's a British farmer and agronomist back in the last century. But the idea is, in nature, a leaf falls from a tree and then on the ground underneath the tree, and that's broken down by microorganisms, and all those nutrients are returned to the soil so that they can be taken up by plants in the next cycle. So when you take everything off the field and you don't return anything to it, you're really going to have diminished nutrition as well as taste and everything else. But all these things of composting, vermiculture, even things like cover crops, which are traditional but now farmers are returning to them, all those things help keep the soil in the more we mimic nature in agriculture, the better. The film Symphony of the Soil is actually only partly about agriculture. It sees agriculture from the point of view of soil rather than seeing a soil from the point of view of agriculture, which is, you know, a little bit different. So it really looks at soil health, and it's not so much about what can we get out of it, you know, what's in it for us. It's about soil on its own and what a miraculous substance it is that supports us.
In a way, agriculture is supporting the soil rather than the other way around.
Well, I think the best agriculture does do that because that's best for the long run, in the long term. And if you keep degrading soil to the point where it's very, very poor soil, your crops aren't going to grow very well. I mean, they don't have anything, you know, nothing's going to feed them, just like people, if they don't have proper enough nutrition or the proper things that they need to grow into healthy adults, for example, for children.
That's the whole flaw of short-term thinking, isn't it, Deborah?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think that there are certain aspects of our agricultural system now that reward a short-term return instead of a long-term, you know, health of the soil. And that's one of the reasons why I made the film. I made a film called The Future of Food that came out 11 years ago. That was actually really popular in Hawaii. And that sort of made me realize that if we want a healthy food future, we really have to focus on the soil.
Deborah Coons Garcia is a filmmaker who will present her film Symphony of the Soil at the McCoy Theater at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center Friday, March 13th. She'll also discuss it afterward, and it's a presentation of the Merwin Conservancy's Green Room. You can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.